Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 498.
Welcome to the studio, Gemma Watts.
Gemma Watts, live in our Abbotsford studio, just outside the Melbourne CBD.
Better than you being dead.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That you're live.
Live, yes. Not to be confused she's with alive.
Without a doubt, the worst intro I've had.
Weekend banter.
What we're actually doing is just showing Mr. 97 how not to do the intros and stuff.
Yeah. For emceeing.
For his MC duties of at 500 mm-hmm. with yourself.
Well, he's leading, is he not?
Oh, I think that there's going to be a bit of hand-holding going on.
Yeah.
Can we literally hold hands? I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, we can walk out holding hands.
I think that'd be cute.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Yeah. So we've officially given Mr. 97 the MC duties of our at 500 mm-hmm. and we threw them over to you too. Glad. Mm. Thank you for accepting.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
You're like the mentor.
I am his life coach, so Auntie Gem.
Also got some sad news.
Oh, I know what this is going to be. Nathan's available, isn't he?
Young Nathan is not available to announce our
He's studying because Tommy said on Friday. What are you laughing at?
Jem's just like, oh, well, who's got that gig now?
Jem's informed today.
No, Nathan, we were talking about maybe what his age was and I see in the Instagram DMs, Nathan said that the reason he couldn't be there was because he's studying for exams.
An egg boy yesterday said to us that he's got exams next week.
I think it was a high school level anyway. I don't know.
Okay, because I was going to say exams doesn't rule it down.
Mm, exactly. But
is there any uni exams at the moment? Have you got any mates at uni? Have you got any mates?
No, they're all in this room.
Pete's not here. So it would be great if you could announce a testosterone stuff.
I mean, sure.
We'll think about it.
Let me sleep on it.
Okay.
I just noticed that because I don't have a tiara on today and I feel nude.
Yeah, I mean, you're fully clothed though.
Yeah,
just to be clear for everyone listening.
The top of my head visible is essentially a nip slip for me.
The plan that you have of the tiara, you were saying that you ordered a tiara in and then you've done a customization.
You think it's a tiara.
Oh, sorry, what is it called?
It's a crown.
A crown, okay. So the difference being it's a – because I saw a guy
I'm not telling you what the difference is. You have to wait.
Okay, so you've got some – I'm not across these conversations. Mm-hmm. So you've actually ordered something for you. For your head,
mm-hmm.
for at 500.
Your respective partners are aware of it.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. 97, he's going to come out with nothing but regrowth.
Yeah. Perfect. In a sense, is a crown.
True.
Yeah.
Do you think he needs to get that redone? What do you think he leaves?
I actually think it's good.
Now we're at balayage. This is what we talked about. Yeah, I was blonde, I just grew it out to a point where I was like, "This is intentional, guys."
Yeah. Do people get balayage as intentional, like they just get a half.
Mm.
So you could go and get that done.
Yeah, if you felt that way inclined.
I was going to say, why would anyone fucking get that done?
No, I think it looks
great. It's so handsome though.
No. So what are you, 97, what are you going to wear on the night?
So I was thinking about this maybe 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I was thinking I've got to go to industry and get a shirt.
Are you going to Doncaster tomorrow? I am.
Shoppo.
Yeah. Should we all go to Shoppo?
I'd love to meet everyone at Shoppo.
I was going to do it Saturday or Sundays.
Mm, uh-huh. I'm going to Shoppo with Jill and Bruce tomorrow.
Okay, great.
I was just going to get a shirt and then wear that with black jeans and white shoes.
Classic.
What colour shirt?
Yeah, what colour shirt?
I don't know yet.
I mean, if you were going to pick one, like what? I mean, I wouldn't go there and all of a sudden.
What about the talk show blue?
I'm wearing talk show blue.
Are you?
Yeah.
You actually are?
Mm.
Fuck. Mr. 97. You might have to get a talk show.
Could you get a tie in talk show blue? I reckon Ben Fordham probably has a tie in talk show blue.
It's not technically talk show blue, but just now that I'm looking at it, it's talk show blue.
Okay, Perfect. It's you're not going to go and all of a sudden come home in a salmon shirt because you probably
No.
So you're quite clear on that. Then what color would you want?
I guess he's going to go white.
Yeah, I could see him in a white shirt too.
Yeah, white maybe. With like, I don't know, floral or some pattern on it.
It would be good if you could get pants like the army ones and you can come out and start
I've got them off. I've got them.
Yeah.
I've got it. I think that would be a really elegant way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be classy.
And so I called Jem in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you thought that I might have been having a slight panic attack because you ended the call with, "It's all going to be fine."
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I didn't think you were having a panic attack. Uh-huh.
I just was having coffee and just spitballing.
Yeah, but what was all going to be fine? There's just one thing that he's stressed about that I think is the best part.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Well, I don't want to say it.
No, it was just like the – well, so there's going to be lots of people there.
Yes.
And so remembering everyone's names and then just like – oh, so I'm just hugging – I guess I just hug everyone.
See, I didn't want to say it because I'm like, that's offensive to everyone that comes. No, I don't want to meet everyone.
No, no, no. I do want to meet everyone. But the thing is I want to meet them in the best possible way. So what I'd prefer is I'd prefer to just get coffees with everyone individually.
This is going to take a long time.
I know. So that's 100 coffee dates. So say you've got 100 people.
You don't have coffee time with your mum, let's be honest. Yeah,
but, but how do we work that out? Go to Muffin Break in Dever Hills or whatever?
That's where I used to work, at Doncaster.
Muffin Break, Doncaster. It's a good...
So, Jim, you just had your live show.
Yeah.
For Glow Journal. Congrats.
Thank you. I heard it was a great night.
Oh,
it was the best. It was so nice. Everyone turned up.
Yeah.
Everyone stayed like an hour after it had finished because there was a lot of wine and I was like, keep drinking.
Do you reckon
that's
the key?
It was a party.
Did you get pissed before or did you have a few drinks before?
No, I had every intention of having a couple of wines before, but I just was like busy talking to people.
Oh, so you stayed around. So this is what we've been trying to work out.
Oh, yeah.
You hang around.
See, this
is well,
say
to bump
hi
out.
To everyone.
No, at the start, sorry, pre-show,
oh, yeah,
pre-show,
I,
where
I
were
I was
you?
There pre-show.
Okay, so you're just
mingling. Yeah. And so people could see your theatre makeup. They could see the whole thing before
my
you came
theater out. My theatre makeup. How very dare you.
Well, I mean, school productions, you're very big into theatre.
What does that mean though? What's that?
Well, you'd never go out. Like if you were doing a performance in school, you're always backstage. People couldn't see you in your costume. They couldn't see you in your full outfit.
Yeah, but it wasn't a performance.
Yeah, I know.
It was
I
a conversation.
And so you think it's right to not... it's right to mingle first and then go up on stage. And
yeah,
say,
but I understand that you guys want to come out to music. Oh, actually, I just had a thought on that. Right. In high school, we were doing like end of year 12, we did an awards thing and just to like stitch up one of the boys when he was going out to accept something, we played, we were playing music for everyone. We played Jessica Simpson, Public Affair. And I just had this image of you guys coming out.
Well, how does that song go?
Oh, I'm not doing it.
Miss 97 will sing it.
Yeah.
But do you know the song?
No, I've got no idea.
We need to,
I think she's on rollerblades in the video at like a disco.
The I mean Newlyweds, great reality show. I'm actually
that was
thinking,
the Jessica Simpson one.
Is that the one where she got confused between chicken and fish? Yeah,
yeah.
What chicken was of the sea. What's her hubby's name? Chris?
No. They're no longer together.
It was Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey. Yes.
I never watched it.
That was huge.
Very good.
That was song. Was that the same time as The Hills?
No, it's pre Hills.
Pre Hills.
Pre Hills.
Pre Laguna, probably.
Pre Dukes of Hazzard.
Ah. And they're early, no longer together.
No,
I mean that's
no,
no,
a
no.
Classic success story.
Mm-hmm.
As in an LA success marriage. They always break up.
Sure.
Yeah. So they successfully did what everyone thought they were going to do. Oh, is she married now, Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, I think she was recently pregnant for like 2 years. You know those people who pregnant are pregnant and it just seems like obviously not, but they just seem like they're pregnant for a long time.
Post like reposting old Insta photos
I see what
and things
mean.
Like that.
Yeah, you're recycling.
There was a lot of,
Do you have any tips in regards to us preparing for the evening, how that we can get the best version of ourselves?
Well, this is what I was saying to you this morning, that whole thing with like not having a strategy is a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the silent strategy.
Yeah, just like don't overthink it and don't underthink
it. Don't underthink it as well. That's what I said.
So we're both like fucked. Josh is going to overthink it and I'm going to try and underthink it. And then
but
we're
you
be
guys do this every day. Like it sounds like a wank, but like just have fun with it and you'll be fine.
As soon as the mic, as soon as I start talking, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like I know that we both will just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Mr. 97's in a harder spot, let's be honest. He's a young guy.
Are you stressing?
A little bit. I'm probably underthinking it because I don't want to overthink
really?
It. Yeah, yeah.
It seems
I think
like
that's
a
good idea.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll just be holding across, hands. Yeah, it'll be fine. Exactly.
I mean, you've come leaps and bounds. Did you hear? I was giving him some compliments that Amy gave to him.
Oh, yes, I did.
Do you think it's true?
Yeah. It's another thing. We were talking about you behind your back this morning, but it was all good, baby.
Oh,
just coming up in the world. Yeah, out of your shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations. I don't know where you go from here, but well done.
Yeah, you've got to learn how to accept compliments.
Yeah, I
can teach you
that.
And so
I'm not that great either.
And receiving compliments?
No, I just like to brush them off to keep. Yeah, yeah. Like, who's good? Are you good? I can imagine you're good.
Incredible. No, I'm actually good at just about everything. I was interviewing.
Do you think that's your love language?
Which? No, my love language is quality time.
Okay.
And so
I don't need the feedback. Like, I don't need positive affirmations, but I love them.
How do you then go with clients? Mm. So you've written some awesome copy you just think is outstanding, which is just any copy you write.
Yes.
What if, like, because we've had some clients recently where you show them something and there's no negative feedback, but there's nothing positive in there. Yeah. Oh. And so for me, I read that and go, that's actually positive. Because if it was, he would bring negativity to it if it wasn't.
Yeah.
If
don't,
it
was, don't hate it.
don't hate it, mate.
Yeah.
Don't hate it. So how do you deal with clients that don't give you any affirmation around the quality of your work?
Oh, well, as long as they're not criticizing it, it's fine. I mean, there's not a lot you can do with that.
Do you fish for it?
Nah. No, I'm so into myself. I don't really need to fish for it.
Sorry, one more thing. Yeah. Do you, because sometimes I like to presupposition. So you're like saying.
Oh my God, what is this?
So
this
sounds a presupposition. I was saying presuppose because I was trying to shorten it, but it's a presupposition is say I would lead with. To encourage their thinking before they watch it. This video, we're really happy with it. Right. We're really happy with it. It's come together amazingly.
Oh, sure, I do a bit of that.
Sort of, so you're sort of serving up what they can expect.
Yeah.
And so it can alter how they view it.
Yeah, definitely. Because when I was still doing singing, they would say, like, don't walk out on stage and go, you know what, I do have a bit of a cold, so because then and they've got in their head like, oh, you know what, she does sound off.
So that's a negative presupposition.
Yeah. And that was your concern, TJ, with Courtney when she was performing at MTV Unplugged.
Yeah.
She was very much like, hey, guys, I'm very nervous. And then she'd say, oh, MTV asked me to tell you a few stories, but I don't have any. And then she played
funny.
The song.
But she's like endearing.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, that was.
If you've got a song called Depressed In, I feel like it's okay to sort of be your shtick.
I think telling somebody this is great, I'm really impressed.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that.
There was actually something very funny about that song, by the way, Depressed In, because it's talking about like, there's all hard rubbish on the lawn and it looks like an ice den.
Oh, so she's in your street.
No, but it's funny because it's like this is, sponsored by Visit Victoria. This song about how shit Preston
funny.
Is.
Yeah, no, the good thing is, what do you get? One, how many? I actually don't know how many you get, but rubbish days. Rubbish. How many hard rubbish days per household?
But you can also book it.
I think there's an allocated amount of bookings that you can do.
You only get two in the South Yarra Council. Mm. You get two. Mm. I'm guessing it would have gone up when like the Netflix doco Minimalism came out. I'm sure everyone was doing that.
Yeah, true.
Once a year.
Once a year you get. Hey, Steve, can you put on the aircon?
Is it the same time every year for everyone?
Well, it seemed that everyone was having their collection bullying. So what
Gemma's referring to. Well, I'm in a different council to you and I think Sev's is a different one as well.
Yeah, but what you're referring to is the whole neighbourhood was having a throwout except for this one house. They threw out the whole house.
The whole house.
Really?
Yeah. I think it could have been deceased estate because
I reckon we talked about this the last time. There's a young
family in there now. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen her and it seems all clean.
I don't recall our whole street having it at the same time, but we always book it because my mum is very like, if she wants something out of that house, if it is not gone in 2.5 days.
Illegal to take from the hard rubbish collection.
Yes.
It is illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a guy knock on our door asking for the remote control for a TV that we threw out.
How do you know it came? Oh, because this was a house that you lived in.
Yeah, we had a house.
Mum and dad's place.
Yeah, and there was TV was out the front.
Oh, my God.
And the guy knocked on the door, hey, have you got the remote?
Wow.
I mean, yeah, that's next level stuff.
Mm. Did you find it for him?
No. Well, we didn't have the fucking remote. That's why we're chucking out the TV.
Worth asking.
Jem, when you go to Doncaster, would you bump into
it's
people?
It's called Shoppo.
Shoppo, sorry.
Yes.
But for the international audience.
Mm-hmm. The mall.
The mall. Westfield. Do you, I never bump into anyone I went to school with because it's not around that area.
Mm. Every time.
Really?
Every time.
What are they doing there?
Shopping.
Like you'd be a bit, are these?
Who?
Yeah, what kind of people?
And which stores?
I don't know. don't know.
Like JB Hi-Fi?
I don't know.
Okay, wherever you're going, Seed? Do you know Seed?
You know what? When I'm going to Doncaster, Shoppo, I'm there for like Big Dubs or Target.
Really?
All my other shopping happens on the internet because I'm like not in a rush for the things. Mm-hmm. But if I need to go to Target, it's urgent.
Which car park do you park in? It's very inside.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to reveal it because it's
I think you probably go on the same one. Do you enter from the – maybe they've closed down. It's now TJ Maxx or TK Maxx where the Toys R Us used to be.
Mm, no.
Going underground up.
So I know where you are. If you're happy to park not undercover, which I always am,
yep.
You want to go onto the roof, go up as far as you can, and then you do a little – like an S shape, and then you end up on the roof, not undercover, near David Jones. And there are always ample spots
entering
there.
From Village?
You've got to go past Village, and you've got to keep going.
The place where we go, I mean, this is, if anyone's never been there, they don't give a fuck about this, but I park where you showed me, Josh, TJI.
The Village. I mean, that's a very obvious one. Yeah.
The one where you go past Village and then you go around a little.
Oh, another thought. No. If you want to.
That's only free during.
Have a kid and then you get the.
No plans.
The kids. The pram spot.
Interesting. Yeah,
you know, it's not illegal to park in those without a pram. Like, it's a dick move. You can't park in a disabled spot without a disabled tag, but you can park in a pram spot without a pram.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Oh, where did you read this from?
Jill Watts.
So your mum hits it.
She doesn't, but she every time she drives past, she goes, "You know, I could."
Well, I'll look that up. No,
on Friday's episode, we're talking about reclining your chair on an aeroplane. We were in Sydney on Monday. You were there too.
Yes, I was.
Can you on an hour flight recline your chair?
You shouldn't.
Yeah,
but you can.
You can. You can do all sorts of things that you shouldn't do.
Yeah. I think it's frowned upon.
Why are they there? Like if. You guys seem to think that that's exactly how it is.
Well, because the thing is that you take off and you land. Once you take that, when you take that part out, then you take out food service.
This is my issue because if I'm flying Qantas, you get food and I'm flying Qantas.
Are you going to be okay?
So I've got the tray table down. I've got my laptop on it. Food comes, laptop pumps under here.
Yeah.
And my little jiggy pie.
So international, you can.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
It's bizarre if you don't on an international flight.
No, I get it.
Careful,
Jim. Mr. 97's heading overseas with us next week, Thursday.
Oh, where are you guys off to?
I'm going to LA.
What?
How do you say LA, by the way?
Oh, I'm saying it wrong, and that episode threw me into a fucking spiral.
What happened?
Did you
I'm
find
doing
out
Los
the
Angeles.
Los Angeles.
I'm seeing my best friend tonight. She just got back from there. I will ask her.
Okay.
What she thinks.
Yeah.
And why, she's why would she be...
Well, I don't know. She's just clever.
How long was she there for?
Month.
But then
she's smarter than me.
It doesn't qualify her to tell us this.
Yeah, but I think which one of you was saying Los Angeles?
I was saying Los Angeles.
That is probably correct.
Because I hear like Osher but Ginsburg back in the day on the, we're live in Los Angeles. Like he would do it. And there's a few other, like I feel
I'm played
doing
a video.
Ease, but I'm...
We played a pronunciation of it, and it was Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly, which is hence my spiral.
But we should definitely do
I'm
a
fine
video.
Now.
We should definitely do a video over there of asking, so what's this town called? And we'll get just a montage of
Burbank. It. Burbank.
Yeah.
West Hollywood.
No. What state are we in? California. Any suggestions for a young man who's about to fly? I mean, he hasn't really done a great deal of travel in his life. He's 19. From Gemma, is there
face
any
face masks?
Yeah, any sort of travel tips, tricks?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the only tips that I have are skincare.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he seems like a guy that would appreciate that.
My domain name, Plain Face, just lapsed.
How was that? That unicorn of a business.
How long did you have that for? Because that's our anniversary, guys.
Yeah, so that was
18 months.
Yeah, because that was.
Oh wow!
So the first
Happy
time. So the, well, the first was, time. Yeah. Do you remember the first time you came on the show?
Yeah, but that was like months after because you went away.
Yeah, so it was November.
Yeah.
Because it was, I think we did a whole bit on how bogan the Melbourne Cup was and I think that
and
I
then
panicked
came in
and I just saw.
Post-Melbourne Cup.
Yeah. Which is fine.
It's fine.
Fuck, that was a year ago. That's only a year ago.
But Gemma's already been planning, you're planning your hat at the moment, aren't you?
I locked it in just after I got off the phone. I was trying to source this very specific hat for Derby. Fucking got it.
And what is it?
It's like a very wide brim. It's a straw situation. Mm-hmm. It's like a bit Audrey Hepburn. I'm toying with the idea of a long glove, two long gloves. I'm not just going with one
long glove. Really? Where's your other one?
Because I'm just wearing like a very simple black dress. And then I like the idea of gloves, but I just.
It could be 35 degrees.
I don't think it's going to be.
Okay, then.
I'm wearing a wool suit on cup day, so.
Oh, no. Hopefully it doesn't rain.
Oh, yeah, because
there's a chance of it being 35, there's a chance of it raining.
Last year, cup day, it was like torrential in the morning and then it got very sunny in the afternoon. Right.
Oh, what do you think about my friend's, I think it's genius, idea of putting his sunglasses into a express post bag, mailing them home so that he can go out and get fucked up. And then he gets home the next day. Monday comes around, his glasses arrive.
Oh, yeah, I was a bit confused by that. I don't fully understand why.
Because you lose them. I mean, he doesn't have a handbag. I mean, you don't have a clutch as a man.
Just put them in your little.
Yeah, and then you go out and you're taking a piss in the bushes next to motel and then it comes out.
That's the difference. I haven't taken a piss in the bushes in some time.
2019.
It's been like a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, when was Melbourne Cup?
No, I'm very good at the Melbourne Cup when girls have their shoes off. Oh,
yeah, not a good look.
No.
Well, there's always, it feels like it was only a few years ago that the lady pushed the police officer into the bush.
I think that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, it's very funny.
No, just it was just like a lady.
Pissed
just,
idiot, yeah. I think is the technical term.
Yeah, pissed idiot just pushed.
Just pushed a cop.
Yeah. And he went into the bushes and then she got arrested.
Which, as you do. Not,
yeah.
Yeah. That's one way to get arrested. Mm-hmm. I probably won't this year.
Now, what would be?
We'll see.
Have you got any friends that have been arrested, females specifically? Like, I feel like it's such a male thing, like some idiot getting arrested.
No, I'm just the one that got detained, but not arrested.
What was the detention? What happened?
We touched on this last time. I think it
was touched on it that we couldn't touch on it.
Yeah, detained and deported.
Oh, that's right. And then I did about the model.
Yeah, you just assumed all my friends are models.
Yeah, sure. have you been to the US or no?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I should. Hey. Yeah. I'll come next week.
You should see what the flights are like. They're quite cheap.
Races.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we're away during Melbourne Cup, which is good because then. How many days off do people get? Two? One?
One, Monday.
Tuesday is the public holiday. Yeah, yeah. A lot of places will give you the Monday off.
Yeah.
I'll still work the Monday.
But it is only
a
Victorian.
I'm not going to do all 4 days though. It's too much.
It's a Victorian public holiday. Yeah. Oh, we need to ask you a favour. I know it might not be able to happen. Mm-hmm. Any way you can get Birdcage tickets for Mr. 97's dad?
Birdcage.
I can't get Birdcage tickets for my dad. My parents are Flemington members and they don't.
So literally Mr. 97's dad, he's been having all these crazy ideas and requests. Mm-hmm. He's been, he started investing more into the show from a time point of view.
Appreciate it. Don't stop.
So
don't stop.
So he started, what's your dad's name, by the way?
Rick.
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 So Rick Ricky. Has been on point when it comes to content suggestions. He had the idea. He said, Mason, do you know what I think you need to do? You need to get a makeover for the episode 500 and Gemma can manage the whole thing.
Yeah, I think I suggested this at episode 400 and said, cool, we've got 100 episodes.
This isn't the Mason Lauder show though. You know, we were looking
Mason at who? Who's Mason Lauder?
We're looking at all the
I forget his surname all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
One of my friends works with your brother at the leisure centre sports complex
YMCA.
Where I had to get the Uber to stop that one time. We still haven't found that footage. She's like,
have you tried to find that footage? Can we say what happened?
Sam's in China.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Can but she was like, what's your surname? And I'm like, Seven?
No, it would be 97 in that case.
No, I assumed his first name is Mr. 90. And 90's his middle name.
I see. What's happening?
Oh, yeah. Every time I get into an Uber, I immediately need to go to the toilet. And normally, you just Kegel through it.
Did you do Pilates?
I used to for my arthritis. That's a fun Gemma fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fine.
When was the last time you had your bloods done?
2 years.
What bloods would you have done?
Vitamin D.
Oh, did you pay?
So you're one of the $70 million.
$150 million.
Because mine's quite bad because of my arthritis.
Okay. So you're not part of the problem.
No.
You have a problem.
No, my bones are just like It's not ideal.
Weight training.
Okay.
It's good. This is good.
I've just got lumbar facet arthropathy. It's just one part of my spine.
Yeah. So stop fucking trying to give her medical advice.
But I appreciate it.
Weight training is good for all of us.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I was speaking to my friend during the week, and she was saying similar to, you know how you cracked it when I mentioned calories the other week.
I just don't love it.
Well, she was saying, she's like, oh, I've had to actually stop listening. She's like, I've had an eating disorder for fucking like 20.
Yeah, it's super triggering. Yeah.
But not only the calories, that just food in general. She's reading a book called Intuitive Eating, I think it's called. And it's all about like, because so much of my stuff is like I fear like my weight and doing that.
No, you've got to listen to my podcast with Jules Von Hepp from Isle of Paradise.
Okay.
It's, yeah. He just talks a lot about like, body positivity, because he has a tanning company, so he's like spray tanned every shape, size, like women that are like in a wheelchair because they're so frail from chemo, and like he just, everyone's nude in front of him, and they just don't give a fuck. Like it's such a, how you look is such a tiny,
it's such a good position to be in, like in regards to like being able to think that way and being able to accept
it's an interesting chat. Pete listened to it because he messaged me and he's like, I'm just listening to your podcast. Jules Von Hepp just told me to get a fucking grip.
Yeah.
Specifically Pete?
Yes.
Really? Pete. Yeah. I mean, he does only eat salmon. And I mean, he's orthorexic, which is
I don't think he is. I just think he's got healthy, like an understanding of, you know, what makes him think better.
I think to get any super result, like any results, because I've done it, right? There is a level of obsession. There's a level of thought. Course. Like it has to shift in some way. And so it'd be nice to land in this middle ground of not giving a fuck.
Yeah. But I'm there always most care of the time.
About something.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I wouldn't be working in beauty if I didn't care about it. Mm. But yeah.
What was that? Do you have things that you do to make sure that if you think about those things?
Yeah.
That you say, okay, like if you have a negative thought, how you process it?
I mean, I'm just not a super negative person, but this will sound like a real wank. I just like to thank my body. Like I'm so grateful that I have like a brain that works. I've got a heart that's pumping blood around my body. All of my limbs are like okay and moving. Like that's such a nice position to be in. So like your body's your body.
Mm.
Like we're just renting a space.
I think it's only until I remember when I got my two herniated discs, all of a sudden your perspective changes where you're like, oh, I'm struggling to walk. And then all of a sudden you start appreciating just going out for a walk.
Of course, it's easier said than done, but I just like to like bring it back to that.
Do you have something that you say when friends are in those modes of obsession? What do you say?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that. No, my friends know, like in our friendship group, if you're coming to Gemma for the pep talk, it's tough love, and I will turn people back. Like people will say, I need a Gemma Watts pep talk, and I'm like, baby, not there. You're not ready.
What does that mean? When do you feel like they're not ready for a pep talk?
What's the telltale signs of it?
Oh, when they're still fishing for compliments, because I'm not giving them to you. They're not.
And so you think that, do you think?
But if they're whinging about their weight specifically or how they look, the way I remind my girlfriends is if we're talking about someone else, like, oh, I saw such and such the other week. And I go, oh, which one's that again? They're never going to describe them as, oh, you know, the one with like the boobs or, oh, she's so skinny. They're going to say like, oh, yeah, she works for such and such. She goes out with this person. Like it's, you're never describing someone as like the thin one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, what does that say about you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like the one that you're like, no, they're dating this person. Oh, they're dating AFL footy players.
No, which is a real, just,
you've really played into your cliche.
I thought you might be across this. Some dating app where it's new, Raya? Shane Warne's on it. Olympia Valance was on it. You're not meant to talk about it if you're on it.
Yeah.
What? Tell us about it. I mean,
I'm not on it.
So we can talk about it.
But you have to be referred. So someone that's already on Raya has to refer you, and then there's an approval process. Michelle Andrews wrote an article about it.
I love the idea that it, like this made up idea that it could be made by Shane Warne and everyone just gets suggested Shane Warne.
No, because it's international. Raya Delevingne's on there.
Can you look it up?
R-A-Y-A.
Oh, Raya.
Give us like the, what do they say? Like Airbnb, they have like a slogan or whatever. Uber, they have a slogan. All these startups.
Tinder for A-listers.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Tinder for A-listers.
Michelle wrote a really good article about it. Pop it in the show notes.
Where is it? 97 can do that.
I think news.com.au.
There's also
news.com. That's why I paused.
It's not the website. It's not the website.
We've met before. This isn't my first time.
I know a guy who's on like a... Not a sugar daddy. It's. I think it might be something like a sugar daddy.
Michelle wrote an article on that as well.
Where it's, you don't have to be an old guy. You could be my age, 30, whatever. My friend's 30 something. It just means he has to take girls out for expensive dinners.
Yeah. But Chris calls me sugar mama.
Why? Because you take him out for...
Yeah. Love it.
For Taco Bell. How often do you go there? Yeah.
Have you listened to that?
Yeah, it was good.
You got dragged through the mud a little bit.
No, it was fine. I didn't actually listen to the whole thing. Do I get dragged through the mud more than the Taco Bell reference? I have to listen. Jordan Michaelides' Uncommon podcast. Yeah. Gemma was on there.
Yeah.
I wonder if Radio Mike and Jack Post were a bit nervous to follow me because my interview was so good.
It could have happened.
My parents and I were having a bit of a drink on the weekend and re-listened to it over some wine.
Oh, really? Mm. Do you watch YouTube or do you like?
No, I wasn't thrilled with the angle of the YouTube, if I'm honest.
It is hard. I mean, the video thing is hard.
I was wearing the wrong bra.
It's annoying. I've been there.
Yeah.
The thing with filming, and we're talking about this with, who are we talking with?
See, I was unprepared.
Sarah Greenberg. We're talking to her about release forms and stuff. She's amazing. Yeah, she's great. Mm. The life of greatness.
Mm. A life of greatness.
What did I say?
The.
How embarrassing for you.
Well, it's a contentious issue because it's for some reason it triggers some form of dyslexia in me, which I shouldn't say because I don't have dyslexia. Mm. Actually, what did Bree say the other day? Oh, she was talking about her friend. She said, "Oh, yeah, her friend's she's got Asperger's," and then she's like, and she was struggling to spell. I'm like, "You sure?" And she's like, "Oh, I mean dyslexia."
Slightly different. Which is
a little different. A little bit different. Mm. But no, it's good to have you here. anything else, 97, before we're doing a short.
Prepared.
We're just doing a short one today. We got an LA fact of the day, obviously, from Mr. Sevs. Better be better than the other day.
You didn't like Fridays. Okay. LA and San Fran are on opposite
Don't
sides.
Don't say San Fran.
Why?
San Francisco or SF?
SF.
Only noobs and internationals would say San Fran.
And what are we?
Okay.
He's a noob and an international.
I've been there three times, basically local.
Jesus.
LA and SF are on opposite sides of the San Andreas fault line. These two cities are moving 2.5 inches closer every year. So in around 10 million years, LA and SF will be right next to each other.
How good's that?
In how many years?
Quite bad for everyone in the
10 million years.
Oh, 10 million. It's a while.
I'll be alive then. I'm a robot.
Have you seen the film about genetics? It's
I mean, you recommended that I watch. I wouldn't recommend that to people.
Why?
Why?
It's a bit weird.
What is it?
What's weird about it?
They were trying to make a dog glow in the dark.
So I mean, you can get glow in the dark collars.
No, the whole thing.
This way you can just get a glow-in-the-dark dog.
Yeah, What's the thing called CRISPR?
Get a glow stick. Do that thing where you rip it open and then all the...
Is it called CRISPR? Was that the technology?
CRISPR. The genetic genes.
And so why the guy wants to make a dog... The reason you didn't like it was because the people in the film are quite alternative. You would not survive 1 week living Northside. Like they were just all... tattooed, coloured haired.
Whereabouts
were they? No,
it's
not even that. Just
One of them was in Oakland, which is just over the bridge.
Outside of SF. North side.
Yeah, he wouldn't survive. He's a south side boy
be
or suburbs.
Fine.
Absolutely not. He'd
He's
be like,
not.
No
He's
one wears
east.
Deodorant.
It's eastern suburbs. We're neutral. We can live anywhere.
Why? Because you're from the...
The east.
Yeah.
It's neither north nor south.
It is actually, I mean, people, you do get a vibe. People could blend in most places.
Mm. I can drink anywhere.
Except for all those bogans that are at the Manningham cake shop revving their cars.
The Manningham cake shop.
Manningham Square, you know, like across the road from Macca's. Anyway.
Could we do like a live?
Is that where Woolies is?
Yeah, Woolies.
Oh,
and there's a cake shop that's open late.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's all these bogans with cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they bogans or are they like Greeks? And
yeah.
They're Greek more bogan. Greek, yeah.
Were you going to say they're more Greek than bogan?
Oh, so no, bogan, no, more yeah, Greek, no, no, the bogan Italian, would be Aussies. But yesterday these Greek blokes had the most bogan Aussie car, like an old, like a commie. It was a sick car. They had the hood open. Commodore, they had the SLS.
Oh, I'm Your dad would have loved it.
And they fucking, it was so annoying.
Ugh.
But yeah. This conversation feels like I'm back in 2005.
I hate car chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't care for it.
You don't have a car.
Yes, she does.
I do.
Can I guess
your little
Swiftie? Peugeot? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Peugeot.
She drove in the office, not today, but she's driven into the garage. Yeah. You've helped her go in.
Not today.
I put the warning signal. She's not driving anywhere today. Where have you been, by the way? What lunch place?
Peaches.
Where is it?
Swanston Street.
What were we doing there?
Drinking.
Just like a business meeting or just a piss up?
No, a meeting.
What sort of cuisine?
I mean, we had some chippies and some fried pickles because health. Sure. So, I mean, potatoes are vegetable, pickles are vegetable.
No, I'm a vegetarian. I get it.
Yeah. And basically just had roast veggies.
Roast veggies.
So is that, was it work or no?
For tax purposes for the girls. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes,
okay.
who are you
can only write off the chippies and the pickles. You can't do the alcohol.
Mm. Okay.
It's non-tax deductible.
What do you think about getting – I've been thinking getting rid of Apple Podcast reviews. We got one 2-star rating.
How do you get rid of that?
I don't think you can.
I think Apple Podcast should just get rid of them.
Okay,
Michelle and Zara have thoughts on this because I got – it's just – isn't it funny though how you can have hundreds of positive reviews but just one thing? One girl wrote – and still a beautiful review. She's like, I love this podcast. Just the – like it's a bit too soft for me to listen to on the train, so I took a star off and I was like – oh no!
Soft,
but like the volume's not very high.
I just love that it's she's controlling the stars like she's on fucking the judge of the Australian Idol
but
or something.
It was fine. It was that's fine.
Look, we're gonna deduct one for this one.
Exactly. Like, you know what? How about we deduct you?
But I think most podcasts that have 5-star reviews, it's because there's a whole bunch of people that like Uber, even if it was a bit shit, you gave a 5-star review to the person.
I don't know. I think
Mission Zara don't read theirs because they're like. It's a fun platform on which to bully people.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's like this gross anonymous opportunity for people to troll.
But we do appreciate your 5-star. Yeah, if you want to
feedback welcome reviews. If it's positive.
Actually, I reckon we should start a movement. We need to remove the negative noise. Yeah. And the best way to do that is by your 5-star reviews.
I'll
get upset for 3.5 minutes, but then I'm like, yeah, fair enough.
Why don't we play a game, one for one type of thing? You leave a review on the Daily Talk Show and then leave a review for either Glow Journal, for Shameless, something like that, one of the other podcasts. I know Shameless need more reviews.
Yeah, God, they need more listeners, the poor things.
I need to make a decision, guys, and I want you to help me with this.
Haircut?
No. Uber, I got an Uber the other night home, and the guy, as I got in, and it's happening more and more. He at least was nice enough to say, do you mind if I take a call?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Anyway, and then he's just fucking blurting.
I hope he just picked up his actual phone and was doing it.
No, he had his headphones on. Okay. But I've got right now, Shiver. I really wanted to give him.
Shiver, is that his name?
That's his name. So I've got it here. I've got it's at the point where I need to give him.
I know someone with that name that's pronounced Shiver.
Might be Shiver. I don't want to give him 5 stars. But then I don't want to give it. I'd like to give him 1 star.
No, for his
trip.
Mm. Why?
But you have so many other options.
Because you're fucking driving. It doesn't mean you can take a personal call.
You said yes.
I got a worse one. Do you want to hear my experience? Yeah, I want to hear this. Too bad if you said no.
Yeah, he's not asking for me to say no. He's asking.
Did you hear what he was saying?
No, he was speaking.
Okay, so what about this? His mum's dying of cancer and he's having to work.
It's the last call.
No, that's it. Last call with his mum.
Great. And so she's 5 stars for Shiva. But then let's flip it. What's the opposite? What's the alternative?
Okay, so this hasn't happened. Today I haven't been hit on by my Uber driver. That happens. Uber driver. But what happened, I got picked up from home and he was in the middle of eating a meat pie.
Was this a great day deal?
He's in the middle of eating a pie and I got in the car and he said, do you mind if I finish this? And I said, yes, I do. Like, I have booked this Uber because I need to be at a place at a certain time. And he was like, okay, and then drove and just ate it with the other hand. mounted a curb, the whole thing. Which is not that bad in comparison to other Uber drivers.
Sorry,
where I've had to get them to pull
empathy
everyone.
Story again. I know this isn't fun.
Mm-hmm.
But try the opposite. He's starving.
His mum's got cancer. And he's fucking doing this between going to see her, and he hasn't eaten all day because they don't have anything he can eat at the hospital.
Don't accept the ride if you're not ready to take the ride.
That's so true. So
yeah, it's a good point.
It didn't. This shit didn't happen.
I'm full of that.
This shit didn't happen. He's trying to make money.
Pay for a cancer
Uber,
treatment.
Uber exactly. early days.
Care.
Uber.
Thank you.
Uber early days.
I wish they could see Sam's face.
Uber in the early days was like they had mints, water, drivers.
I would have loved a mint today.
Very specific. Now they're just fucking the loosest units ever.
Yeah, just don't accept the ride if you're not and ready for me to get in your car.
And he was like 97. And he was like fucking great.
Right, I think she got five stars. Right. Should we give him a tip? It's from the company.
Yes.
This is from the company.
$3.
$3?
Yeah.
$3. He just got $3 from the company.
Great. Are we going to be out? Do we need to transfer some cash into the?
No, I think it went through. That's okay, fucking ridiculous. We just,
I've had some pretty bad Uber.
We just validated his poor behaviour.
No, I think it's good. No,
or
I think
his
you've
mum
made...
will make it through this treatment that you guys are fucking banging on.
Phone calls don't bother me too much. Being hit on by the Uber driver does.
Good. Not good.
Then did you give him one star, the Uber driver that hit
on you? I've had to get drivers to pull over on the side of the road and me call another one because they've made me that.
Really?
Yeah.
And so
I get it pretty bad.
One, what fucking pests?
Yeah.
Two, what are they saying? What kind of shit do they say?
Oh, I won't go into it. But
no,
just,
go into it.
You know, just turning around while driving, like looking you the whole way up and down, just asking about your personal life, but in a creepy way.
Brie was actually
what
going
time will
into
I be finished at this event? Do you want me to come pick you up? Here's my number. That kind of.
It's not ideal.
No.
Brie was getting into a taxi, and the guy was a little bit strange. Yeah, like blue gloves on or whatever, and was sort of doing this. Come here. And then Brie was walking over, and a girl came up and said, "Don't get into that taxi." And then she said, "Like he's, I think he might be stoned or something. He's been acting really strange." Mm. And then a guy that Brie had been talking to on the plane was going to get into that taxi, and he got into the taxi, and Brie's like, "Oh, fuck, no. Now he's gone into the taxi. He needs to know that the guy might be on drugs or something or not to do it." And so she said, "Oh, hey, did you want to just grab a taxi with me?" And he's like, "Oh, where are you going?" It's like, "I'm going to Collingwood." He's like, "Are you sure?" And she's like, yeah. And she's like doing big eyes. And he's like, "Oh, okay." And so he gets out, and then he walks, you know, they're walking away, and she goes, "Oh, no, I was just letting you know. Go get another
car." I actually don't want to share a car with you.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's probably not like the whole wide eyes thing. Like if I had that, I was like, I'm getting hit on right now.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I know a person.
Now I'm pretty good at gauging what I mean.
No, absolutely.
I know
no
a girl
gauge.
Who jumped into a guy's cab who was in the back, and she ended up sleeping with him.
Jesus.
There's horrendous stories that shouldn't get out there.
So it was like
on
a Uber. No, that was a cab. So
at least Uber's like trackable.
She saw a guy jump into an Uber, and then she jumped into it, and then they actually got along really well.
The passenger,
it wasn't the driver.
Oh, God.
But it was a random. It'd be like if you just jumped into
that's
a cabin or something.
That's fun. I love that.
And then they ended up hooking up.
Yeah. Casual sex. Do
it's
it.
Fine, yeah.
Have a go, mate.
Yeah.
But not with the taxi. That's
yeah, definitely not. Okay. Blue gloves, run.
Mm. Yeah.
Any
Auntie
last...
Gemma just...
We've actually got to go.
Yeah, any last words before episode 500 that you'll be back on the show then?
Nah, get ready.
Yeah, get ready. We'll have some songs going. I don't know if we need to get an APRA or PPCA license. I'm not worrying about it. Come
we'll
after us, guys.
We'll Spotify it and then...
I know, I'm sure AU79, being a venue, need to have a license for music.
Maybe.
I'm getting really bogged down in the details.
Yeah,
but
a little
we could,
bit.
We could play
see, this is what I said. He's like, "I don't know why Gemma thinks I'm stressed."
I was having coffee. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Apple Podcast reviews are bullshit, but they're appreciated.
See you at Shopper.
See ya.